So here I am with Kafula Mwila at the Time of the Writer 2018. Kafula is a Zambian writer who's a delegate at this festival. So I'll start by introducing you. You're a writer from Zambia. Would you like to tell me some of the books you've written or some of the work you've written?
I started publishing in 2009, so I have two novels, Deflowered, Sean Lambs of the City. Last year, 2017, I published a collection of short stories and poems and a motivation book.
Okay. So how has the experience at the Time of the Writer been?
It has been an eye-opening experience. Each time you meet with other writers and at platforms like this, you always have something to take back home. I was able to see that there are so many genres a writer can invest their time in. It was interesting for the first time seeing people that have done political books, people like Sizwe and Patrick. So that was another dimension of the festival that just drew me in, and also to see that there's so much work that can be done for children as well, because most of the time we're focusing on adult literature and novels and stories that interest adults. But to have that variety was amazing.
So I've been asking the other writers from Zambia, like, we're not familiar with very many people from the Zambian literary community. Is there a reason for that?
The literary community in Zambia is very young. We are only just getting there. And I want to say that we're still quite scattered. We are not unified in the sense that we don't have a central point where writers would meet with their work, like a publishing company or a writers association that brings writers together. We have a few associations that are working with poets. Those are doing quite well, even though they are not publishing so much. We have Pen Zambia, but the writing part isn't very strong. And then we have the Zambia Women Writers Association, which is not doing so well as well, because people are not really bringing up the manuscripts for writing. The other challenge we have is the issue of publishing. Zambia's publishing industry is almost non-existent. We have publishing companies, mainline publishers, the Macmillans, the Longmans, and the bigger publishing houses, but they would rather publish textbooks, because textbooks are easy to market. So when it comes to the literary industry, it's like the writer is left alone to fight for themselves, to write the book, find a way of getting the book onto the market. The other issue is the issue of, just who is measuring the standard of what is going onto the market. And as a result, the literary industry is still quite behind.
Okay, so you're still at the birth phase. You're still...
Yes, this is just the birthing phase, and I think our teething problems are a bit too much.
So are you seeing good things in the future?
I'm seeing a lot of good things in the future. The fact that young people have taken to poetry is an opening. I think that's an open opportunity that can be further cultured and nurtured into something more positive. I've also seen that there are a lot of young people that want to tell their own story. They only need to be guided to produce standard and acceptable material that can be read in schools and also at the international level. The other opportunity is that government can still be engaged in various ways. The fact that we have a National Arts Council, I think that is already a big opportunity of trying to bring in government getting involved a bit more in the literary arts.
Okay, so I'm just going to focus a bit about your work. Where can we get your work? Because can we get it on Amazon? Where do you get your work for those of us who don't live in Zambia?
I am selling for internationally. The only platform I have for now is Amazon. I am trying to work through colleagues in different countries to see how I can get my books there physically. But the international platform is Amazon. I have liked two of our locally in Zambia, two of our retail shops, bookshops, have been very supportive of Zambian writers. They have a dedicated section for Zambian writing, and to upload their efforts, because that is very helpful in terms of marketing the books.
Okay, so at least now we can get the books. Now tell us about the book. What genre of writing are you in?
It's fiction, of course. I draw my ideas from life itself. There are a lot of themes that run through my mind. Mainly, I want to say that I'm an advocate. I take the advocate role when I'm writing. I usually want to bring up, speak on behalf of people that are not able to speak for themselves, and that is what usually guides my writing. So my theme would mainly be a lot of, themes around disadvantaged groups, and also trying to bring more knowledge on subjects that haven't been handled, like some subjects that are just difficult to handle.
But is this a theme? Because I noticed your colleague Jennifer wrote about sexual abuse, and Luka Mwango was a very dark, a very dark theme. Is this a theme with the Zambian, even like Namwali's The Sack is quite dark. Is it a Zambian literature thing, or?
I may not put it as a Zambian literature thing. I think as the industry is growing, we are kind of being guided by the recurring things in our communities, and those are having a very strong influence on the direction of the writing. It will take a bit of time for us to really move out of it, because when you look at the bigger picture, these are the subjects that are not even being adequately handled politically, for example. They're not being handled properly even from the social level. We want, for instance, journalism that is more proactive in bringing out these issues. But we're seeing these gaps there, and I think this is why writers are being influenced in their writing to talk about these issues.
Are we likely to see you at a literary festival anytime soon?
I hope so. I am looking forward to. The interaction is important. I think it's guiding my writing as well, moving away from certain themes and just taking them to the next level. So I hope that I'll be invited to a festival.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kafula.
Thank you.